Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
And it is summertime.
夏天到了.
Oh, it's very, very hot. But summertime is a lot of fun, I think. What do you enjoy doing during the summer?
I like to go to the beaches. What about you?
Me too. I love going to the beach and getting some sun. Do you have picnics at the beaches?
Oh, actually, my friends and I are going to have a picnic next weekend. Do you want to join us?
Of course. Can I?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, I'm so excited because today our article is about having a picnic as well.
Oh, so the article for today is about having a picnic.
So shall we take a look?
Of course, let's go.
Let's have a picnic. Summer is here, so it's great to get out and enjoy the weather. Why not have a picnic? Here are some popular places for having a picnic across Taiwan. If you're near Taipei, Huashan Grassland is a good place to go.Sometimes, they hold big picnics with lots of people. You can also see an exhibition at Huashan 1914 Creative Park. People near Taichung can visit Donghai University. The Luce Chapel is famous, and you can take photos of your friends near here.You can also go to the Pier 2 Art Center in Kaohsiung. You can have your picnic and then see the public art and all of the ships on the water.
Word power. Picnic. Picnic.The weather is so nice. Let's bring food to the park and have a picnic. The weather is so nice. Let's bring food to the park and have a picnic. Near, near. My house is near a bus stop, so I go to school by bus every day. My house is near a bus stop.So I go to school by bus every day. Photo, photo. Teresa takes really good photos. They are very pretty. Teresa takes really good photos. They are very pretty. Art, art.This area has lots of student art. Students drew all these pictures. This area has lots of student art. Students drew all these pictures. All right, so our article says, summer is here. So it's great to get out and enjoy the weather.
今天的文章开头呢告诉我们 summer is here, 夏天到了。所以出门去并享受这样的天气是很棒的。Try not to stay at home all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's finally summer, you have more sun. I think everyone needs a little bit of sunshine every now and then because having vitamin D inside of your...in your body is really important as well.
Right. Vitamin D 是很重要的。
Next, the article says, why not have a picnic? Okay, so here we say why not plus a verb. So why not do something? And why not is just used to suggest someone to do something.
接下来呢文章问我们为什么不去野餐呢那它用到 why not 开头代表的是何不为什么不那后面呢会加上一个原形动词文章中加的是 have 这个原形动词 So why not have a picnic?
That's right, why not? Let's take a look at the word picnic, okay? Picnic is spelled P-I-C-N-I-C, picnic Now, what is a picnic? A picnic is a noun, and it is a meal that you eat outside. So you can bring food outside too. We talked about going to a beach earlier. Sometimes people have picnics in a park or anywhere that is maybe far away or outdoors, and you have this meal outside. So usually what people bring to picnics are like salads or sandwiches, something easy that, you know, won't spoil or won't go bad if you take it outside. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the weather is so nice. Let's bring food to the park and have a picnic. The weather is so nice. Let's bring food to the park and have a picnic.
Picnic 这个字呢就是野餐的意思啦。Have a picnic 就是去野餐。那我们例句说啊，天气真好，我们带着食物到公园野餐吧。So what are some popular places for us to have a picnic?
Ooh, let's take a look. Now the article suggests, it says, one, here are some popular places for having a picnic across Taiwan.
Oh, 所以这边要给我们介绍有一些在台湾受欢迎的野餐好去处。
Okay, so let's take a look. It says, if you're near Taipei, that's us, Huasan Grassland is a good place to go. Okay.
如果你靠近台北，也就是住在台北的人啦，华山文创园区里面的大草皮是一个好地方。I like it there.And it's where I'm going to next weekend, I think.
I like that place as well. There's another one I don't think the article mentions, but it's Da'an Forest Park.
Oh, Da'an 森林公园.
Yeah, that's also a nice place to have a picnic. But in Taipei, if you're living in Taipei, Huasan's a good area. And then the other place I suggested is also nice as well. So the article says, if you're near Taipei, let's take a look at the word near. It's spelled N-E-A-R, near.Near is a preposition, and it means something that is close by, and it's not far from you. So let's say if Elsie and I live two alleys away from each other, then we live near each other. It means Elsie is close by. So I don't have to travel a very, very long time to go to her house, or it won't take her a long time to go to my house as well. So let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, my house is near a bus stop. So...I go to school by bus every day. My house is near a bus stop, so I go to school by bus every day.
Near, 它是一个介系词，那解释为在什么东西的附近。那既然它是一个介系词，所以同学们要记得，后面我们要加上的是名词就可以了。那例句说啊，我家在公车站附近，所以我每天搭公车上学。
All right, so next the article says sometimes they hold big picnics with lots of people. So I know Huasan is a very busy place. There's a lot of events that go on there as well. So sometimes they even have special days where you can go there and everybody can have a picnic. Next it says you can also see an exhibition at Huasan 1914 Creative Park. So if you've ever been to Huasan, if you live in Taipei and you've been to Huasan, you know that yes, you can have a picnic, you can sit outside. You can also check out exhibitions there. Now, a lot of exhibitions are held there. An exhibition is just an event where things like art are put in a public place for people to see. So sometimes there's a lot of fun things going on in Huasan.
所以呢，你也可以看华山1914文化创意产业园区的展览。Exhibition 就是展览的意思啦。Do you like to see exhibitions, Tiffany?
Oh, I do. But I haven't seen any fun ones recently. I know a few years ago we had like the upside down house.
Oh, 华山颠倒屋. It was also in 华山 Park,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. I think there was a lot more exhibitions last year. This year, I'm not too sure. But I haven't gone to any yet. What about you?
I haven't gone to any since this year.
Right.
I'll try to go to see some exhibitions with you, maybe.
Yeah, let's see what they have then.
Okay, so what about people who live outside of Taipei? Where can they go?
Okay, well, it says people near Taichung can visit Donghai University.
Oh, 所以靠近台中的人可以去东海大学。
They have the Loose Chapel is famous, and you could take photos of your friends near here. Okay.
东海大学有一个路思义教堂很有名，而且呢，你可以帮你的朋友在这附近拍照。
I've seen this chapel before. A chapel is just a church, and I think it was like really famous. People would go there just to take photos, and it looks really nice as well.
So are chapels smaller than churches?
I don't think so. I think it depends. It's not necessarily always smaller or bigger, I think.
有的时候 chapels 会比较小，但是不一定。Okay, so what about the word photo?
Okay, let's take a look at the word photo. It's spelled P-H-O-T-O, photo. A photo is a noun, and it's short for the word photograph. Okay, so photograph is P-H-O-T-O-G-R-A-P-H. So you can say photograph or photo. And a photo is just basically a picture. Now we can take photos or pictures on our cell phones now. We can use a camera. So all of these things you can take photos with. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Teresa takes really good photos. They're very pretty.Teresa takes really good photos. They are very pretty.
Photo 是照片，那它是从 photograph 这个字来的。那我们例句说啊 ，Teresa 很会拍照，她拍的照片都很漂亮。You can take a photo or a picture of your friends or with your friends. 在拍照的这个片语当中呢，我们可以用 picture 来代替 photo 是没有问题的。那 to take a photo or a picture of somebody 代表的是拍某人的照片。那如果要和某人一起拍照呢，你要说的是 to take a photo or a picture with somebody.
And I know a lot of people like to take pictures now because, you know, they want to put it on their Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, the power of Instagram. So sometimes you can also use this phrase or this kind of description. You can say, this picture is Instagram worthy. Or I want to take an Instagram worthy picture. And it's basically just means this picture might...or should get you a lot of likes or a lot of people who follow you on Instagram. So, yeah, I know some people like to dress up. They like to pose in front of places. What you're doing is you're trying to take an Instagram-worthy picture.
Oh, so 就是因为这个是 worthy, 是值得的,所以要值得放到 Instagram 上的照片。
Yeah, it's all about the likes. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, all about the likes.
Or you could say doing it for the gram. And the gram is just short for Instagram. And this phrase is also fun. It just means that, you know, you'll do whatever. You'll take a picture of your food. You're going to stand on top of the chair or table to take a picture of your food. You'll do anything to get that Instagram-worthy picture. So if you see someone like your friends, you know, working really, really hard or putting a lot of effort into taking a photo, then you could say, oh, you're doing it for the gram.
Oh, that Tiffany, I think you must have a lot of followers on your Instagram.
Actually, I don't.
You don't? You sound like an expert.
I know about these people, but I don't really take those kind of photos because I think it's kind of funny.
I see.
It's kind of funny, you know, doing the poses behind it. So it depends, I think.
Okay, what about people who live in Kaohsiung?
Okay, so let's take a look. It says, for people who live in Kaohsiung, you can also go to the Pier 2 Art Center in Kaohsiung.
Oh, so you can go to Kaohsiung's 博二艺术特区. What's so special about that place?
Let's take a look. You can have your picnic and then see the public art and all of the ships on the water. Wow.
Oh, so you can go to 野餐然后呢去看公共艺术还有所有在水上的船只。This sounds like a good plan. Can you tell us more about public art, though?
Of course. So let's first take a look at the word art.Art is spelled A-R-T. It's a noun and it means works created by artists. So these works can be things like paintings or sculptures. And what people do is they use their creativity. They try to be very original and they create their own things. And they use their imagination to make something new or to express their feelings or to express a certain idea. Now we see these are public art. So that means everybody can see it, People like you and me, we can see these art in public or for everyone to see. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, this area has lots of student art. Students drew all these pictures. This area has lots of student art. Students drew all these pictures.
Art 是名词艺术或艺术作品。那我们的例句说呢，这个区域啊，有很多学生的艺术作品。学生们绘制了这边所有的图画。 So after reading today's article, we know that if you live near Taipei, you can have a picnic in Huashan Park.
Or another place I suggested was the Dan Forest Park.
Yes.
If you don't live in Taipei, it's okay. If you live in Taizong, for example, you can always go to Donghai University.
Donghai, yes. And don't worry if you live in Kaohsiung, 博二艺术特区 is a good place to go.
Actually, we can always try to have a picnic in other places as well. So I think it'd be fun to arrange a trip to maybe Taizong or Kaohsiung and to also try to have a picnic there too.
Yeah.
And to see different places. All right, so that's all the time that we have for now. Let's first go to our magic box and we'll be right back with our review time.
找亮点。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Casey。大家放假期间有什么计划呢？话说 Casey 前几天跟朋友讨论要去哪里玩，其中一个朋友就提议啦 ：“It's a sunny day. Why not go to the beach and enjoy the sun?” It's a sunny day. Why not go to the beach and enjoy the sun? 天气这么好，为什么不去海边享受阳光呢？大家有仔细听到刚刚这句话吗？这个句型超好用的哦，大家赶快笔记起来，下次当你在提议的时候就可以用上咯。 Why not do something? 就如同字面上看到的，表示为什么不去做某事呢？像是有朋友来你家玩，你想要留他在家里吃晚餐，你也可以跟他说 Why not stay for dinner?Why not stay for dinner? 或者是你跟朋友在讨论某一家好吃的餐厅，你迫不及待想要马上冲去吃了，你也可以说 Why not go to that restaurant right now? Why not go to that restaurant right now? 我们现在就去吧。除了上述用 why not 开头表示提议的疑问句之外， why not 也可以是附和或者是同意别人超好用的句子哦。像是如果你朋友说 Let's go hiking this weekend， 我们这个周末去爬山吧，如果你同意的话，你也可以直接说 Why not， 为什么不呢？ Why not 其实就是好啊的意思咯。今天学的两种 Why not 分别作为提议跟同意的用法，像是不管你要约别人或者是同意别人邀约的时候都是非常实用的哦。最后来个简单的小测验吧，练习看看用刚刚学的句型来邀约别人，今天何不跟我去逛街呢？该怎么说呢？休息一下，答案马上揭晓咯。 The answer is Why not go shopping with me today? 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到咯。
All right, welcome to our review time. So what we're going to do is we're going to test you on two things. First of all, the words, okay, what they mean, and also the spelling as well, okay? So we'll give you the definition, and you can try to guess the word with me and Elsie, and then we also have to spell it correctly too.
Okay, 所以要猜字还要拼字。
Mm-hmm. All right, so this first one is very easy. I'm going to give this one to you. It's something that you can take with your camera or cell phone. If I say this word, I think you guys will guess what it means.
What is the word?
Pick.
Pick. Picture. 照片. So the word is photo.
How do you spell photo?
P-H-O-T-O, photo.
That's right. Don't get tricked into spelling it with F, okay? All right, so the next one. Okay, Elsie, your turn.
You can have this with your friends, maybe in Huashan Park.
Oh.
东海大学.
Oh, okay.
Or...博尔艺术特区 in Kaohsiung.
Oh, okay, so we just learned about this. So
yep.
You can have a...Picnic.
Picnic, that's right.
All right, picnic is spelled P-I-C-N-I-C, picnic. Okay, this word means that it is something close by. It's not too far away.
Something that is close by. Yeah, so, 在附近的话那就是 near.
Mm-hmm.
N-E-A-R, near.
Very easy.
Right?
Yes, that's
okay.
correct.
Okay.And the next one is also our last one. This is something you can see maybe on the street.
Okay.
And if it's public... if it's public, everybody can see it.
Okay.
And sometimes you can draw pictures.
Oh, okay. This is easy, I know.
Yeah, what is it?
Art.
Art. Good
and this
job.
Is a very difficult word to spell. A-R-T.
Ooh, A-R-T, art.
Art. All right, so did you guys get all the words correct? These are pretty easy words. And don't forget to stick to day two because we're going to also take a look at some things you can bring to a picnic. So this should be really fun. But that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
Let's have a picnic. Summer is here, so it's great to get out and enjoy the weather. Why not have a picnic? Here are some popular places for having a picnic across Taiwan. If you're near Taipei, Huashan Grassland is a good place to go. Sometimes they hold big picnics with lots of people. You can also see an exhibition at Huashan 1914 Creative Park. People near Taichung can visit Donghai University. The Luce Chapel is famous, and you can take photos of your friends near here. You can also go to the Pier 2 Art Center in Kaohsiung. You can have your picnic and then see the public art and all of the ships on the water.
Picnic, picnic. The weather is so nice. Let's bring food to the park and have a picnic. The weather is so nice. Let's bring food to the park and have a picnic. Near, near. My house is near a bus stop, so I go to school by bus every day. My house is near a bus stop, so I go to school by bus every day. Photo, photo. Teresa takes really good photos. They are very pretty. Teresa takes really good photos. They are very pretty. Art, art. This area has lots of student art. Students drew all these pictures. This area has lots of student art. Students drew all these pictures.